Now we're at section A, which is measures 5 through 20. And the timing changes on this. They have it written as 12:8, but I like 6:4 better. Whenever you have an 8 at the bottom, you're expecting almost a triplet feel for the underlying rhythm, like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And we don't really have that here. What we have here is more of a 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and, like that. So there's no underlying triplet feel. So I'm going to teach it to you in 6-4 time, even though, like I said, most of the time you're going to see it written in 12-8. And I told you the reason why I don't like 12-8, so we'll move on from here. So here are the first four measures of section A, measures 5, 6, 7, and 8. Right hand, I'm playing the F above middle C with my first, and the B flat above that with my fourth. At the same time, left hand is playing the F2 below middle C with the fifth, C above that with the second, F above that with the first. So basically an F minor chord. This all hits together, pedal up and down, and then right hand play the A flat under your third finger a total of 3 times. Now the timing on this, if I go from when I hit the F and B flat, is 1 and 2 and 3 and. Then what happens is I repeat the right hand part again. 4 and 5 and 6 and. So I do the same thing twice while the left hand holds down F, C, F. Then for the next measure, measure 6, we do the same thing we just did for measure 5 in the right hand. The left hand drops down to D flat, A flat, D flat. So that's the D flat, 2 below middle C with your 5th. A flat above that with your second, and then the D flat above that with your first. And right hand does the same thing we did in measure 5. So this all hits together, pedal up and down, then right hand A flat 3 times, then F and B flat, A flat. And it's the same count here. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and. So that's 5 and 6. Now let's take a look at 7 and 8 by themselves.